The opinions expressed by the host of the show are his and his only, but we do hope you agree with those. And remember, past performance does not guarantee future results.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
All right, welcome to another edition of Hobby Quick Hits, the short form little brother of Sports Car Nation. I'm your host, John Newman. Today, speaking of Sports Car Nation and Hobby Quick Hits, which you're listening to now, this episode I'm calling the podcasting episode. And one of the reasons, quite frankly, I'm doing it is, you know, I get a lot of questions from folks, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, mostly hobby questions. You know, what do I think of this player? Should I sell this card? That sort of thing. I do a segment on Sports Card Nation where I answer one of those questions each week. But a lot of the questions I do get pertains to podcasting, and I've now done it over 2 years now. I don't know where the time goes, but man, it's been over 2 years, especially if you include my time on the Wake Up Call with Dan Totora show, which is where the idea for Sports Car Nation was born. That Dan Totora was a former ESPN radio friend of mine, and he left ESPN, started his own broadcasting company, and I was going over there on Fridays and doing a card/sports segment. And then my work hours changed. I had to give that up. I had thought about doing my own podcast. And so when I had to give going over to his studio and doing that segment up, Sports Card Nation was born. And so when you include those appearances on Wake Up Call, I'm now, you know, over 2 years as far as you know, podcasting. And that Wake Up Call was actually live video and audio. And so, and then I obviously transitioned over to just audio, as I have a face for just audio. Although we do Hobby Hotline, not going to talk so much about Hobby Hotline on this episode. And so the reason I'm doing this episode, it's not, you know, some people are going to hear some things and say, oh, you know, John's flexing numbers or John's talking, you know, that. And that's not the reason for it. You know, the reason for it is I get a lot of podcasting questions. And so I figured I'd do this episode. If someone is not interested in this episode, they will not download it and listen to it. If they just want to hear about cards and the like, that's fine as well. So that's the beauty of podcasting. You consume what you want. So if you don't want to know some of the behind the scenes stuff, I'm going to talk about downloads and guest demands and some real interesting stuff that's not always obvious, or maybe other podcasters kind of keep close to the vest. You know, it's not a magician revealing tricks or anything like that. It's just some of the things I've learned over the past 2 years of doing this. And I'm still learning. Believe me, this is a learning industry, and you learn stuff every day. And so I get a lot of questions from folks that are either doing a podcast and they just started and they want to know how to do something. Maybe it's something like editing audio or segments. And then I get other questions from people who haven't started their podcast yet and are thinking about it, and they want to kind of pick my brain. So I thought, you know, put this episode together for those that are interested. Maybe even if you're not interested in podcasting, you might find some of the stuff that I talk about interesting. Again, I'm going to talk about some demands that guests make, and you know, some no's and yeses, and all just all kind of the behind the music, if you will, with the podcast. It's probably going to focus more on Sports Card Nation side. That's the bigger of the two shows, quite frankly. That's also a show that had guests on it, so there's more interesting tidbits There's more editing and stuff going on with that show. This show, again, is a kind of quick 15 to 30 minute rant. Hit record, hit save, and boom, bang, thank you, ma'am. Okay, Sports Card Nation's a lot more editing and lining up guests and coordinating and than this show is. But I'm going to talk about both because they both fall under the umbrella of what I do. And so, you know, the first thing I want to say is if you, you know, sometimes I hear other podcasters say, you know, don't do it, or it's, you know, it's not for everyone. They're sort of discouraging. I'm not going to go there, but what I will tell you is follow your passion, whatever that is. If podcasting is your passion, if hobby podcasting is your passion, give it a shot. You know, it's really not, it's expensive as you want to make it. So, you know, when I first started Sports Car Nation, which seems like eons ago, I did it with my phone and my laptop. And sure, the sound quality was not great, but, you know, eventually I added on to that and upgraded equipment. But all you need technically is your phone and a platform. And that's another thing, you know, figure out what platform you want to use. I know Anchor has become very popular because they pay, you know, that's sponsored. So they pay actually per download. And I'll be honest with you, the listens that Sports Card Nation gets probably equates to about $40 an episode. Now, I want, when I start talking about financials, folks, I can't stress this enough. I do not do the show for financial gain. I also want to say for the record, I could never, at this point, I can't quit my day job and do podcasting full time. It's just side income, you know, whatever you want to call it, hashtag side hustle. But I'm pointing out Anchor because you can make a little money once you establish your show. And so Sports Card Nation averages between 1,500 to 2,500 downloads, depending on the episode, depending on the guest. Our highest episode is just short of 3K. That was a 28 something, and now those still go up. People listen to past shows. So that show I'm talking about, and I don't want to mention it. I don't want to mention who the guest is. Not because it's not important, but I don't put one guest over the other. And if I mention maybe who the guest is, it's like me saying, you know, that guest is better than this guest who didn't get almost 3,000 downloads. And that's not how I operate. So I'm not going to mention the episode. It's neither here nor there. But quite frankly, the only reason I'm even talking about the numbers is just because there's an algorithm that Anchor will pay per listen, per download. And so, you know, it seems like Sports Card Nation seems to be $30-$40 per episode. Hobby Quick Hits is a little bit less than half of those. We average here on this show that you're listening to right now, anywhere right now from $550 to $800-$900 on our best show. You know, our best Hobby Quick Hits is about $800-$900 listens. On the low end's $550, so I don't know. I think we average somewhere in the $750 range, which is about half of Sports Card Nation. And so that garners usually, I don't have a chart or graph, probably anywhere between $10 and $20 bucks an episode. So Anchor will pay you per listen. That's why I'm spooing these numbers out. That's why. If you want to take it in another way, it's John's puffing his chest. That's on you. But I recommend Anchor. That's easy because I've used it. The pay per download, and it's a good way to make some side income. Although, like I said, I can't stress this enough. I don't do what I do for dollar signs. Okay, it's a nice perk. It's a nice perk, but that's not why I do it. I do it because I have a passion for it. I enjoy it. The great guests I have on Sports Card Nation is worth more than any $30 or $40 bucks an episode type of deal. Okay, that's just extra sauce on the potatoes, if you will. Okay, so Anchor, I don't know. Now, I don't know if they're the only one that does that. I've been with Anchor from Jump Street, so I don't know if others are similar. I just know that's how Anchor does it. Maybe there's another podcast platform that even pays at a higher rate. I don't know that. And I've been with Anchor from day one. So find your platform, whether it's Anchor, which I recommend, or another one that's your business. There's plenty of different platforms. You know, another nice thing about Anchor is they'll distribute your podcast across the board, you know, so all the major ones, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you know, Sports Car Nation's on 10 or 12, maybe even more, but they sort of do most of that work. Our iHeartRadio, which both shows are on, that I had to do on my own, but for the most part, Anchor, and I think a lot of podcast platforms will kind of do the legwork and get your show on the airwaves, so to speak. And so, obviously, find your platform that you want. You got to have a format. You know, this show you're listening to, this format is pick one topic, talk about it, and, you know, get out. Sports Car Nation is hobby news, a guest every week, and new release schedule and sponsors, where that show is sponsored, this show is not. We'll talk about that too. You know, some shows I like to throw it a little bit in my face that, hey, we're not sponsored, and that's your thing, and you want to wear that like a badge of honor. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even being trite or you know, sarcastic back. That's your decision. But, you know, I enjoy having sponsors. It's a good opportunity to give things away to my listeners. That's a huge reason. It's the number one reason I have sponsors, quite frankly. It's not dollar signs again. It's being able to give you folks, those listening, free things or information. You know, I've had these sponsors on the show talking about their products if I believe in them. And so it's a great opportunity to give free things away. With sponsorships, be prepared if that's a direction you want to go in. And as someone who does that, I think it's a great opportunity if you choose to that path. But be prepared. You know, sponsors want to know how many people listening to the show, right? Be prepared. You need to show them those kind of demographics reports that Anchor does, and I know other companies do as well. And so be prepared. You're going to have to kind of open your books up. And something tells me, and again, I don't know, it's just my opinion, maybe people don't always like sponsorships because they don't want to do that. Okay, and if that's the case, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people are a little more private about their stuff than others, and nothing wrong with that. I'm like that more with my personal life, let's say, than with my hobby life. And so sponsorships are a great opportunity to give listeners free stuff, you know, in their hands. You know, again, some extra money too, depending on the sponsorship, and great relationships. That's the one thing I love, is those relationships. It's not just a check or hey, we're giving away this. That's nice, but I know the people in the companies that sponsor Sports Car Nation. I know them, you know, on a very good basis, where I can just chat with them. It's not about, hey, it's due this month, you know, like a landlord. That's not cool. That doesn't last very long. And if you look at our sponsorships on that show, there have been long-lasting ones, especially of late. And so I pride myself in that. I'm not going to apologize for it. I know other shows like to, you know, kind of throw that at other shows that are sponsored, that, you know, we're doing it all natural. To each their own, okay? Nothing wrong with it. Either side of that coin, All right. Sponsored or not sponsored. And that's a personal choice if you're starting your podcast. And so we've covered that to a great length. You know, format, you got to decide what you want to do. Are you going to talk about new releases extensively on Sports Car Nation? We just, I just give the date and the products. Some other shows go more into detail. Sports Car Nation is a heavy interview show. I mean, we have a guest every week of some kind, you know, hobby dignitaries from all levels in the hobby, from the corporate level all the way down to the collector level. I don't discriminate. I've had Brody the Kid on, and I've had Dr. Beckett on, okay? And so you got a young man really making moves at a very young age, and you've got an older, distinguished gentleman who's made plenty of moves in the hobby. And this is, you know, there's a Mount Rushmore of the hobby. Dr. Beckett is one of the first ones, if not the first one on there. And so I don't discriminate with guests. I've had, you know, Parker and Garrett Frederick King on the show, just two collectors who are paying it forward with Random Acts of Kindness. And so if you're a guest interview, if you're a guest show, you got to decide sort of what format, who kind of do you want to have on. I just wanted people in the hobby. I didn't narrow it down to just a segment. And I think if you look at our guest list, you'll see that we've had all forms and facets, from female to male, and we are non-discriminatory, and I pride myself on that. And I'll pat myself on the back if a little bit here. But when it comes to guests too, we've had half of the Project 2020 artists. We've had corporate people, Chris Carlin, you know, obviously Dr. Beckett, Tom Guiderman, the list goes on and on, okay? Now, be prepared if you're going to be a guest. You know, I talked about having to open your books up to sponsors if they're going to sponsor the show. There are certain guests, and I'm not going to mention names here, in fairness to them, there are certain guests that I've had to show them how many people listen to the show before they agreed to come on. That's just the true fact of nature, the true fact of the show. I've had, you know, a guest say, I'd love to do your podcast, but may I ask how many people listen to your show? I tell them. Sometimes that's good enough. Sometimes they say, can you show us that demo report or show us those schematics? And I've done that. I've done that. If I'm willing to have them on the show, I should be willing to do that. So be prepared. You know, you can ask anybody. And if you are a guest-driven show, I encourage you to ask anyone you want on the show. I mean, I've messaged Ken Griffey Jr., okay? The true story, I messaged him. I didn't get a response, but I messaged him. And you don't know unless you try. And so the worst thing you're going to get is a no, right? Or no response, period. And that's par for the course. Yeah, these people, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. has got bigger things to worry about than Sports Car Nation, right? But you don't know if you don't try. And so reach out to folks if you're a guest-driven show like Sports Car Nation is. The worst thing you get is no response or no. The other situation I just talked about is you get a response and you may have to show how many people listen to the show. And that's, you know, I've done that. I don't have a problem doing that. I'll be honest with you, I've never had anyone I've shown the downloads to, I've never had them respond no afterwards. You know, and if you can get over the fact that you have to show them to begin with, I don't get mad about that. And we do the interview and it's cordial and we have a great time, and I don't think anything less of them for asking. I mean, they're just, you know, they want to know if their time is going to be well spent, you know, especially if they're promoting something. You know, if you're selling something, right, or promoting something, would you rather, you know, a couple thousand people hear about it or a couple hundred people? If you have a choice, right, you're going to devote your time to it. So I understand where they're coming from. I don't take those moments or requests personal. But be prepared. You may, if you're, you know, do a guest show where you ask people on, you may be asked to provide that information. Now, whether you want to, that's your business. You in your right mind, just like I could in my right mind, say, you know what? I'd love to have you on the show. I'm not going to open my books or show you that. I appreciate if you come on, but I'm not going to do that. Now, I don't do that, but if another podcast did or a podcaster did that, they're not wrong. That's their own personal choice. Hey, I love your presence on my show, but I don't want to make that information necessarily public, even if it's just to you. And they're not wrong. But that's the risk you take, is that person very well may just come back and say, okay, you don't want to show me, I can't commit to the show. Okay, that is what it is. And you got to be prepared for that if you want to have guests. I want to just, point out a couple people that were very helpful to me when I first started a few years ago. Drew Hernan from Let Me Get That Podograph answered a lot of my questions like I try to do now when people ask me. And Eric Norton is someone that I listened to Fat Packs and really kind of was the inspiration to launch Sports Card Nation. And so, and there's others, and the like, but those probably are the two biggest personal influences when I was getting my start in podcasting. And they always were available if I had a question or a concern. I try to be the same way now. There's a gentleman, that just started his podcast. It's pretty good. And, I was on the phone with him for hours at a time to answer all his questions I had. Matter of fact, I think it was 1 o'clock and I had to be up at 4:30. But that's the kind of guy I am, truth be told. And people were there for me, and I'm sort of paying it forward as well. And so one thing I do want to say, I don't want this episode to be discouraging. I don't think it has been at all. I've really kind of gave away, there's no secrets, but I was really forthcoming. But I will say this, and I don't mean this in a discouraging sort of way. I'm being very honest. And if there's any other podcasters listening to this episode, they're going to be shaking their head up and down yes when they hear this. It's a lot more work than you think it is. All right. So whatever, it's fun. It's, if you're passionate for it, it's going to be enjoyable. I'm not trying to discourage you, but it's a lot more work than what you actually imagine. When you hear a Sports Card Nation episode that's an hour and a half long, there's probably 4 to 5 hours of work that went in that just episode alone for that week. This podcast, Hobby Quick Hits, I'm gonna be very honest with you, it's sort of one take. I don't do a lot of editing, and 20 to 30 minutes, so it's a whole different type of podcast. So I guess it depends what kind of podcast you want to do. If you just kind of want to be you, like this show is, turn on the mic, say what's on your mind, and hit stop, it's less work. But if you want to be more detailed and have a guest on, editing, editing is a big time consumer. So really, it's what kind of show you want to do. The other advice I can give you when it comes to podcasting, really kind of simple and basic, be yourself, right? No shtick. Well, you can use a little bit. If you listen to Sports Card Nation, I'll use some sound bites and some funny clips and some Seinfeld stuff and just a little levity in the show. But when it comes to when you're talking and getting your info out there, I think it's best to just be you. I think it plays better. When I do interviews, it's really just two or three people, depending on who's on the show, just speaking to each other, very not scripted. And, when I interview someone, I write maybe just 2 to 3 questions down, and I just let the conversation flow and go where it goes. And so be yourself, be honest, be yourself, have fun. Definitely got to have fun. There's going to be moments where, I'm not going to lie to you, going to, again, Sports Card Nation, because that's the bigger body of work. when I was in the, you know, we're in the episodes 90s now as we approach episode 100, which will be a live show, by the way, a little shameless plug there. But when I was in the 50s in episodes on that show, midpoint to where we are now, I really had debated going to every other week, you know, instead of every Friday, twice a month, just to a little decompress. It became, you know, I was having, you know, that's the other thing with being an interview show. When I first started Sports Car Nation, I got a lot more no's initially for guests than, and I'm not trying to, you know, be bragging about it, but I got a lot more no's when we were new and an upstart than we do now as we've become more known. So I get mostly yeses now. You know, whatever percentage it is, I don't know. I don't track no's versus yeses. But let's just put it this way. We get a lot more guests on easily now being established than we did initially. As a matter of fact, we have people at this point now that will actually message me, hey, can I come on your show? I want to talk about this, or I got this product, or I got this release. And, you know, even a few of those Topps Project 2020 artists were them kind of find, you know, hearing one of the other artists on the show and say, hey, I'd like to come on too. And so word of mouth and that sort of thing, visual advertising works. And so we got a lot more yeses, and it made scheduling sort of more difficult. And so, you know, I would have to really work hard at scheduling. There's at one point where I was recording some episodes, you know, the interview you heard was actually recorded 3 or 4 weeks prior. I don't typically like to do that, but in some cases I had to do that or not get the interview for the show, and I didn't want to miss certain interviews, and so we had to do that. And but when we got in the 50s, I don't want to say I was feeling any burnout. I've never got any burnout from either of these shows, but sometimes it gets sort of, you lose track of what day it might be, or, you know, again, not burnout, I'm looking for the right word, but sort of like you want a break, you want to kind of decompress. And so I toyed with the idea of making it bi-monthly instead of 4 times a month, but I said, nope, we're a weekly show, we're a weekly interview show. That's what we're going to do. If I can't do it or I lose that passion for it, then that will be the end of the show. I'll hang up the cleats, as they say. And then, and I'll know it's time. If that's ever the case, I'll know it, because I won't enjoy it, which I do tremendously. I love talking to people. That's my one of my, you know, I got asked, like, what's my, you know, biggest thrill with doing the podcast, is just getting to know all the people on a personal level. And even, you know, I keep going back to the 2020 artist, Project 2020. There's 2 or 3 of them that I've struck up a friendship with and have texted, you know, since their appearance. I mean, their interview's over. They don't have to give me the time of day, and that's it. Hey, thanks for having me on, John. See you later. And we've maintained contact, and you know, it makes you feel good, like that you're doing, you know, you're having an impact. I don't do any of these podcasts for money or for gifts, but I've had people send me, you know, alcohol. I've had for my 1 year anniversary Sports Car Nation, I've had a listener make a custom bat, tremendous. You know, Greg Siff did a character of me. I've gotten cards and numerous thank you cards and letters, and I by the way, I keep every one of those letters in a file, and sometimes, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, every once in a while I pull them out and read them, and it kind of gives me a little bit of that fuel for my fire. People are listening, they care about the show, they like about the shows, and those letters remind me of that fact. And you know, and it keeps me going, and gives me some inspiration. And so I'll kind of close with this. I think I covered everything from guests and sponsors and platforms and format, you know, but if you want to do it, do it. If you don't like it, you always can stop. I don't want to say quit. I don't you know, the word quit has sort of a negative connotation to it. Now, I also will say this, to be fair, in full disclosure, when I started Sports Car Nation in November of 2018, there was about 10 podcasts at that time, maybe even less, 10 viable hobby podcasts. And so I got in the pool when there was a lot of room to swim. And now, I believe at last count, I used to even track this stuff. I don't do it anymore because there's so many new shows popping up. I think there's over 100 hobby podcasts when I'm recording this. Probably when you hear this, there's probably going to be 110. But all joking aside, there's a lot more folks swimming in the water. Nothing wrong with that. To each their own, you know. But truth be told, I got in, I think, at the right time, built up a really good following, which I'm very, very thankful for and appreciative for. And if you've ever listened to Sports Car Nation, you know on every show, at some point, I give a message from the bottom of my heart, thanking everyone for giving their time to the show. And it's sincere. And, you know, I got in at the right time. I think if I would have launched SCN today, you know, it would be a longer process to get where that show is now. And it may never get to that level now. It's just too much, too many people swimming in the water, quite frankly. But, you know, I encourage anyone who's thinking about doing it. You know, I'm a former varsity coach of, you know, football and baseball. I coach youth sports back in the day, and I never want to tell somebody, don't, you can't do it, or don't do it. That's not my MO. And so you're not going to hear me say don't do it, or it's too late, or it's, you know, not the right time. Follow your dreams, follow your passion. I know that sounds like a poster you see in the guidance counselor's office, and probably is a poster in your guidance counselor's office or what have you. But do, you know, try it. Plan it out. Be prepared. One last piece of advice. You know, it's going to be probably slow going at first. You know, I talk about the number Sports Car Nation hits now. Believe me, it didn't start out like that. That wasn't instant. You know, it took time. It took probably 4, 5, even 6 months to get to that level. And, you know, it's going up even now. This show's sort of going up. You got to ride the wave. You got to be patient. Don't get discouraged. You know, and same thing with that. I kind of told you what each show averages, but it can vary from week to week, you know. Depends on the guest too, you know, or who listens that week. And so we may average, you know, 1,600 downloads, and then 1 week we might get 1,200. And then the next week we might get 2K, and that's where that 1,600 comes in. So every week is different. Stay with it. Stay on the bull. If it throws you off, you know, dust yourself off, get back on the bull. The only way, like I said, that I probably would stop even podcasting hobby content is where it really becomes a job, where I'm really just like, oh, man, I got to do this tonight. You know, if I get to that point, which I've never even gotten close, it's all hypothetical. But if that day ever comes, that's the day I know it's time to step aside and hang up the mic, as they say. So I hope that, you know, filled in some blanks. I hope you found that informative. You know, I hope, you know, it's not meant to be a pat myself on the back, look at me piece. Believe me, it's not. And I'll say this, like I always say, whether it's a hobby question or a podcasting question, I always answer everything that is asked. I get back to everybody. It's a pet peeve of mine. So feel free. My door's open. My text number, my number even for personal text, is on both of those podcasts. And so I'm readily available to be reached out to if you have any questions. And again, guys, I'm not an expert. I've just done this a little bit now. And learn some things. I've had people help me, and in turn, I want to be the same way and do the same thing. So that's where this show came from. I hope you see it for what it is, truly is, and that's what it's about. So again, thanks for giving me about a half an hour, a little more than a half hour of your time. I'm willing to reciprocate that. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at any time. If I'm sleeping, I'll answer the question when I wake up. So with that being said, let's wrap the show up right there. Again, I appreciate you listening to Hobby Quick Hits. I know we talked probably more Sports Car Nation stuff on the show, being it was a podcasting episode. But we appreciate you listening in nonetheless. And we'll see you next week on Hobby Quick Hits. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.